Hello, it's Rick Caselli from ExercisesForInjuries.com. I got another interview for you today, and it's an interview with a fitness professional that overcame a pretty drastic injury and now is kind of used her injury to lead to running a very successful fitness business. So I will get Jenna to kind of introduce herself and kind of explain what she's doing right now.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy you reached out to me because my whole mission in life is to share the story of what I've overcome and also share my message and my mission with everybody. Right now I have a company called Mission Possible, and it started off as outdoor fitness about 4 years ago, but it's evolved into a lifestyle brand. So it's now evolving into just being anything that involves healthy living. So it's a way to think, live, eat, breathe, walk, sleep, everything. I mean, it's just a way to kind of change your consciousness and just pay attention to the mind-body connection, because that's, you know, really a very important thing for us to get to the place where we want to be of having optimal health. So I'm on the path that I'm on because of the head trauma accident that I was in 11 years ago.
Okay, so let's kind of, we'll kind of talk about that a little bit. So let's say prior to your accident, like, you know, what were you doing at that time?
Well, before my accident, I was not conscious of my health. I played sports the majority of my life, but I kind of lost interest in them, and I'd been pretty much sedentary and inactive for about a year and a half or so, and I also wasn't eating consciously. I was eating food that tasted good to me. I didn't eat food, you know, that was fuel, and that's really what food is supposed to be. It's meant to be fuel for your body instead of a treat every single time you eat. So I just ate food that tasted delicious, and, you know, I was a skinny kid. I was 17 years old and pretty much ate whatever I wanted to, but just didn't have any consideration for fitness or nutrition or health. And I was decorating for what was meant to be the party of the year, for my high school. I was a senior in high school, and I was decorating the hayloft of my barn with about five or six of my friends, and we were going to have kind of a theme and, you know, put music in there and just have a really, really nice time. And I was hanging sheets on the ceiling, and I was walking backwards, and I fell 14 feet through the opening in the floor and landed on my head on concrete and was immediately unconscious. I was in a coma pretty much right away.
Wow. And, I mean, maybe you can kind of talk about, you know, the challenge overcoming that. Like, I mean, you had a pretty serious injury, and you look at where you are. You know, talk a little bit about your, you know, overcoming that injury.
Well, yeah, I was lucky. The doctors didn't know when or if I was going to wake up from my coma, but luckily I was only out for about a day, and so my brain damage was not as severe as they had anticipated. And I pretty much woke up with no short-term memory, no sense of direction, no concept of time, and I lost the majority of my vocabulary, and I couldn't put my thoughts into words, and I had a hard time communicating. So at one point, all those things were my strengths, and then they became my weaknesses, and that was a really frustrating thing for me. So I had to rehabilitate my brain by doing some pretty intensive therapy and exercises. And for the first time, I realized how important it is to be active, because I was also coincidentally diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was in my coma. And I didn't know that I had it, so it was something that, you know, kind of a blessing in disguise. And so I kind of had to figure out on my own, really, because the doctors, you know, when they deal with new patients, they really don't spend more than a few minutes of time with them. So I kind of had to take the lead on that and realize that eating consciously and being active every day is, like, the best way to get your mind and your body right. So that's what I really had to do for myself, is just kind of take on that lifestyle.
Okay, so you saw the doctors, and then what other kind of rehabilitation were you doing? Like, were you going to physical therapy, speech therapy?
I was going to cognitive therapy, so I was doing just exercises that make you think. You have to scramble four-letter words. The therapist would say seven-digit phone numbers to me and ask me to repeat them, and I couldn't. I mean, I literally had that short of, my attention span was just like, it was not awesome. So it was like exercises like that that I had to continue to do, as frustrating as they were. I knew that it was something that I had to do in order to exceed and get to the next level with rehabilitating my brain. And I also started to realize, of course, the importance of exercises. And my body was kind of beat up from the accident for quite a few weeks. So I was taking it kind of easy. But as I got back into being active again, I started off really, really mellow, really easy by, you know, going to the gym and, you know, getting my heart rate up on the treadmill and lifting light weights. So that was the biggest thing for me, is just moving again and just being somewhat active. But it wasn't, I started off slowly and kind of built my way back up, and fitness became my life. So
okay.
That's how important it is to be active.
Okay, so really the only guidance you had was the cognitive therapy, and then you on your own you kind of went to the gym, and you kind of let your symptoms determine how much you did each day, but you kept going and you felt better exercising.
Yes. No, and that was the thing, is it changed my perspective and my mood being active, and I think it really, it kind of gave me hope, and it gave me a purpose. So I felt so great. My endorphins were just all over the place. I mean, that's just what happens when you exercise. And so it definitely helped my clarity and my thinking process. So it kind of cleared out a lot of cobwebs for me. So it was just probably one of the most important things that I could have done for myself, was being active.
And you just kind of went on your own. You didn't really get any guidance. You just kind of did your own thing and just kind of did things based upon how you felt.
Yeah, you know, I've had trainers before, but it's funny because I didn't really, never had a trainer until I was already a trainer. So I definitely was listening to my body and just like going with the flow and just enjoying it and having fun and experimenting at the gym and taking it easy. And of course, you know, it's always important when you're doing something new. It's like new territory for you. I mean, I was active my whole life, so I was very body conscious. And I got into yoga, and that was also a really great thing for me, is studying yoga, and I also got into some energy work, some body work. So those things are very, you know, all those things combined really helped me to kind of get back to a place of just feeling confident and feeling comfortable with my ability to communicate, and also just the way that I was feeling physically also had a huge difference in the way that I was mentally feeling as well.
Okay, and so then how long do you think your big, you know, how long was your kind of recovery, you think, for, you know, after your accident? Was it a year, two, three?
I probably didn't feel confident enough to do most things on my own for about a year and a half or 2 years after my accident, because I was so used to, after my accident, I was surrounded by so many people at all times, and my mom was terrified of me doing anything on my own, and so I just kind of got used to just being around people. And even when I finally moved out and I went to college, I would still ask friends of mine to go to the grocery store with me. I just didn't like to be by myself. But it wasn't until I moved to Spain, which was when I was 20 years old, so it was like 2.5 years after my accident, I actually was experimenting with just having some downtime and alone time, and it was really good for me. I moved to a completely different country with a friend of mine, and we had different schedules, so I found myself being alone quite a lot, and that was really good for me. And I was exercising my brain in a different way, you know, totally being submerged in a new culture and having to, you know, survival of the fittest. If you have to learn the language if you want to communicate and get around over there. So, and that was another thing too, is I was active every day. I walked around all the time, went out dancing with my friends 2 nights a week. So that was when I really started to understand the importance of having fitness be my life. And so when I got back from Spain, that's when I got into fitness in a different way. Like I just really wanted to make it my passion and my career. So that's when I got into the Pilates and spinning, and then my fitness career began.
Okay. And then we kind of reached, you know, you had your journey when it came to fitness, and it sounds like you tried a whole variety of things. And now you're kind of doing this, you know, pretty amazing thing, this Mission Possible. Maybe you can kind of explain how that kind of evolved out of like your injury.
Well, the reason why I started Mission Possible is because while I was doing great things for people and my private clients with teaching Pilates and spin, I felt like my mission, my purpose was being limited because I was working for somebody else. And I knew that in order for me to get my story out to more people, I kind of had to branch out on my own. So addition to swimming and Pilates, I was also training outdoors, and I always felt so much more amazing after I would do a workout outside because you get, you know, the under the sun, you get the fresh air, you get the views. So invited people to join me kind of on my mission, because my mission is to become insulin-free and get to the point of not being dependent on insulin. And however long that takes me, it's going to take me, but that is my intention with my life purpose. So people were always asking me, how is it? Oh, and that's another thing, too, is after my diagnosis of diabetes, I gained 30 pounds in about a year and a half because the doctors put me on too much insulin, and they just didn't really have time to work with me and figure out what it was I needed individually. So I gained a lot of weight. That's why I really got into fitness, because I realized how important it was to be active every day, because I lost all the weight when I moved to Spain. So I started Mission Possible because I thought that it would be a way for me to branch out and show people that, you know, you don't have to be confined to the walls of the gym. You don't have to just do one thing, and it's good to mix up. It's good to do everything. And I don't even think that Mission Possible is the end all for everybody. I think it's a good complement and supplement to what you're already doing. But So I started doing some outdoor training and invited people to join me on my own personal mission. And, you know, the Mission Possible was born, and it's been great. I started off just kind of as word of mouth, and I had a couple websites write about me, and then I had to add, like, more outdoor workouts about four or five times throughout the week. So it was really great and super, super busy. So, and I don't call them classes. I call them missions, and I don't call them clients. I call them agents. They're all agents on a mission. And it's really fun. The camaraderie of the whole thing is just really motivating, inspiring, and it's very rewarding on both sides. So it's just been really fun for me.
Okay. So you got into the fitness world trying a variety of things, and you were kind of working for a variety of people, and then you had a you know, bigger purpose in life and started, your own business and helping people kind of join, you know, asking them to kind of join you on your journey to become insulin independent. And now you're kind of doing some really exciting things. Like, your business has kind of expanded into a variety of places. And maybe you can kind of explain that, where, you know, how your business has expanded and how, you know, what the future is for your business.
Well, currently, Mission Possible has moved indoors in addition to the outdoor mission. So, in two gym locations in Los Angeles, which is, like, really awesome. And my next mission is to start certifying people to teach my method of fitness. And so Mission Possible leaders will be all over the country and then hopefully all over the world. So that's what I'm working on over the next couple of months, is putting together a program so I can certify them, and then they can be Mission Possible leaders and spread the love and spread the message.
Wow. And, I mean, what advice do you have for people? Let's say that they have a pretty serious injury and they're having to, you know, battle through that injury. What advice do you have for them?
You know, the most important thing is to just believe in yourself, because that's what carried me through all of my challenges. Is I never doubted that I'd be able to make a comeback, and I never doubted that I'd be able to reduce my insulin dosage, and I always knew that I would be able to graduate on time. Doctors completely discouraged me from going back to school. They said it was going to be too hard for me. So, you know, it's, the most important thing is just to practice self-love and believe in yourself and know that you're completely possible. Anything that you want to accomplish, you can do it if you just have a positive mindset. And without that, you know, it's very challenging to get things done. So if I can offer one piece of advice to anybody, is just believe in yourself.
Awesome. And where can people get more information about yourself and your mission?
Well, if people would like to, you can find me all over the place on the internet. You can go to my YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and enter Jenna Phillips, you'll see a bunch of my videos pop up. You can also check out my website, jennaphillips.com. That's JennaPhillips.com. And they can also find me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is Jenna Phillips, and also on Facebook, same thing.
Awesome.
So I'm pretty easy to find. If you just go to Google and enter my name, a bunch of stuff will pop up.
Awesome. Any last things you'd like to say before we kind of wrap up this interview?
Well, you know, this has been a wonderful journey for me, and I'm excited to continue my journey, and especially I'm looking forward to all the people that I'm going to meet along my journey, and whoever wants to be a part of Mission Possible and just share the love and spread the message, it's a very exciting time to be alive.
Excellent. So thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
No problem. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope the story was very inspirational. I'm hearing more and more of these stories of people using exercise to kind of overcome their injury. It was really cool to hear Jenna's story on how she used exercise to help her overcome her injury, and then used exercise for her long-range purpose to help people when it comes to a variety of components to wellness, not just the physical, but all the kind of the spiritual and the nutrition and the lifestyle. So thank you very much. This is Rick Kaselich from Exercises for Injury signing off, saying take care and bye-bye.